All right. Coming up next, Attainment with Attitude is sponsored by Attainment Inc. in conjunction with Leadership Management Incorporated. Attainment and LMI help business leaders to make behavior changes in the areas of productivity, leadership, communication, and goal achievement. Each week, we will follow the progress of an Attainment client through their 8-week program and hear how the client is working through fears and obstacles that stand in the way of their goals. Linda, Rick, welcome back to the program.
Hello. Hi, John.
Hi. We're going to follow up on you, Rick. It was nice meeting you last week to find out that you had set 3 goals for yourself, increasing sales, management team development, and developing employee potential. I want to remind our listeners that Linda Tennant is with Attainment Inc. and Rick Duncan, what's the name of your company?
Duncan and Son Lines.
Duncan and Son Lines. You guys are a trucking firm here, right?
Yes. Transportation
company?
Okay. Not donuts.
No. Nope.
Not donuts.
So Rick, tell us a little bit more about the 3 goals, just so we can get our audience back up to speed.
Well, the first goal was sales, and we're working on that. I'm scheduling a meeting actually tomorrow with my sales manager to go through a goals planning process. The second one was management teamwork, and Linda and I are working on facilitating a meeting in March to work on that. And then the third one was developing employee potential.
All right. Well, we're going to dig a little bit deeper here, right, Linda?
Right.
All right. Help us quantify those goals. We know they're worthy goals, but not nailed down just yet, right?
Right. Well, they are nailed down now, and that's what we did with Rick this week. The sales goal is actually to increase sales by $3 million, and that's the number one priority. And the second one is to work.
Oh, wait. Let me catch up to you. $3 million this year?
Yes.
Not today, this year. They get a whole year.
You can do $3 million more than you did last year.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Is that a lot for your business?
That's a great goal for you.
What's that percentage increase?
It's 12.5%.
That's high.
But it's doable. Okay, Linda?
Then the second one had to do with development of the teamwork with his management team. And Rick mentioned we're going to do a meeting with that. But it's a bigger goal than that. And the goal is to make it so that the team actually works together to resolve issues rather than bringing them directly to Rick. And he's actually given an estimate that now he has 8 to 10 people who come to him a month, and he wants to reduce that to 4 to 5 by May. And by the end of the year, to reduce it to none.
Okay, so they're coming and knocking on your door, Rick, and the goal is to get them talking to each other.
Yes,
instead of coming to you for everything.
Yes, absolutely.
So you can measure that one. Okay,
yes.
Good. And the third one?
John's checking up on our SMART goal format.
I am.
And the third one has to do with developing the potential of, and he's selected one employee to start with. And he's going to develop a plan and implement a plan to move that person to the next level in performance. And
so what does that mean, move to the next level?
Well,
it's called a promotion, John.
I don't know that.
No, it actually means staying in the same position, but developing certain skills. And one of the things that we are doing is developing, identifying what that person's high payoff activities or job description is, and then look at what can be done to move to the highest level of performance in each of those areas.
Okay, so kind of the measurable here is that this employee is going to get some training of some kind and develop some skills so that the person isn't well-rounded enough to do their job, is that?
Yes, and the actual measurement will be things related to the person's job, and we still have to finalize exactly what are the skills and the measurement for him.
Okay, so that's coming up then.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. So what's happened since last week?
Well, this has been amazing. Rick has really been doing a lot of work this week, and that he first of all, what we've done is we finalized the SMART goals, and then he also began doing goal planning sheets for each of them, meaning that he identified the benefits and the obstacles, solutions, and some action plans. So we're still in the process of doing that, but we focused on the number one goal of sales first.
Okay, so let me catch. So that's thinking through what is in the way of achieving that $3 million. What is what he has to get past in order to achieve that?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay, putting together a game plan here then.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. So what else is the part of that process then?
And then Rick also has listened to lesson number one, which is successful managers are made, not born. And he's listened to the exercise several times, and he's actually gone through and rated himself in terms of leadership effectiveness. And he also has done some exercises, case studies and things like that, to help him think about what it is he's doing and to come up with ideas of doing things differently.
Okay, so a little bit of homework and some brainwashing. How many times have you listened to the CDs that go with this?
Listened to it 6 times.
You're really going after this.
And how did you do the test? How did you do on the test?
Well, there's, I guess, no winning or losing on the test, but I did well.
Okay. All right.
Seriously, you know, the test in
everybody gets a gold star.
The test in our process is did he come up with one idea out of the lesson and use it?
Okay.
That's the first test.
And did you, Rick?
Yes. We've instituted the goal planning process already and worked through a problem with it.
Okay, good.
All right, Rick. So what'd you learn this week?
Well, I learned a lot of things. Learned the goal planning process. Learned to start identifying my high payoff activities, the things I should be spending the most time on to give me the greatest benefit and to give the company the greatest benefit. And also, kind of a neat little thing that I learned in the lesson is called the slight edge. And what the slight edge says is they likened it to a baseball player batting 250 versus 350. You know, the difference that you can get with just a small increase in productivity. You don't have to double your work to double your results.
Oh, okay, so that's something that you learned this week then. Were you familiar before with the SMART goal concept?
No, I wasn't.
Before working with Attainment?
No.
So this is a whole new way for you to be setting goals and working toward them then?
Yeah, it's a new thought process. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so how is this helping you in terms of working toward these goals, or is that too soon to start measuring that yet?
Well, I think it's helping me. The first goal that we sat down, my son and I actually sat down and identified, was to lower our parts cost, to replacement parts for our trucks. And it really helped by going through the goal planning process that Linda's, the lessons had set out. Because it gave us a lot more ideas of how to work through it that maybe we wouldn't have thought of if we were just, you know, throwing things back and forth.
So what was like the biggest aha that you got out of the week? Did any light bulbs go off of any kind?
Probably the slight edge idea was the biggest thing I got. Yeah, the thing that, you know, just a small increase in your productivity can bring big results.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people think they just have to sort of redouble their efforts if they're going to get anywhere.
And, yeah. You know,
just, mm-hmm. The whole mantra of just work harder, work harder, work harder. And this, to me, sounds more like working smarter.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and, John, so an example of that with him is on that sales goal, you know, is that if a salesperson just made one phone call a day for, you know, every day, and then if they had a closing ratio of 1 out of 3, they can see how fast they could increase their sales just by that.
Okay, so you're able actually to take the $3 million and break it back down into specific behaviors that people in the company would need to take on in order to achieve that goal.
Yes, and that's what Rick is actually going to do with his sales manager this week. Start.
All right, so it's not just a pipe dream. We're not just throwing out, we can do $3 million because we like the number. You're actually able to drill down and figure out exactly who needs to do what in order for the company to get there.
Right. It could still be a pipe dream.
Yeah, but you're lit up.
No.
But he's going to have a plan. No, I'm just kidding.
But you're going to make other people accountable. That's the sad part. Your salespeople
when you own the business, you get to do that. You get to delegate.
The poor salespeople
Like Rick's other goal here about how he's going to try to get people to just sort of talk to each other instead of bothering him all the time.
Yeah.
That's a big one. I'll tell you what, you know, the big thing about that one is letting go of control. Were you one of those guys that just wanted to hear it all, wanted to know it all, and help make all the decisions?
Yeah, I was at one time, but I'm changing that attitude.
I get that. You want them to talk to each other instead of you. That's a big step. Well, good for you. Good for you. What's the assignment for this coming up week then, Linda?
Okay,
what's you got to do?
So for this week, there's a couple things. Remember, we have the two-track thing. One thing is where Rick is going to now move to the next lesson. And then he's also going to take steps to move forward on his goal. So what he's going to do in terms of his sales goal, as he mentioned, is he's going to meet with his sales manager and actually go through the goal planning sheet and see whether or not it is a realistic goal and get his buy-in or not. But they're going to move toward something they can both believe in. And then he's also going to track his time and see how much time he's actually spending in his high payoff activities and identify anything he needs to do differently. And then he's going to listen to the lesson of, which is called Developing the Potential of Employees.
Excellent. Okay. So about how much time a week are you spending doing all this work?
This week we spent a lot of time. I'd say probably 10 hours, wouldn't you say?
The first week is because we're setting a lot of goals and putting some groundwork. We did a lot of that together, but to actually do the lesson, how long did that take, would you say?
Oh, to actually do the lesson, probably an hour.
Okay.
Only an hour.
Yeah.
So in terms of what you have to invest in all this and what you think you're getting back out of it, is this a deal, good deal for you?
I think so. The idea is that down the road we won't be spending as much time, but right at first there's a lot of things we have to that Linda has to pound into me, I guess you'd say.
That whip thing.
Is he pliable, Linda? Is he taking the beatings well?
Well, you know, the thing is with Rick is that, you know, he's really committed to this. But the thing that we did do in the beginning is get some things, some foundational things in place, such as, you know, the vision and values, or the values and that sort of thing that he's beginning to work on. And also defining roles.
Okay, thanks very much. We're going to follow up at the end next week.
I'm Rick.
Rick, Linda, thanks very much for joining us.
Great. Thank you.